the third hour of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun, it's Lombardi in Canada. Lombardi, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I had a question about property.
Yes, sir.
If my neighbor grows 50 pounds of potatoes and I ask him if I can trade some of my labor for it, is it mine if he gives it to me?
Yes.
I would think so.
Did you have more? Okay, that was that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, last hour we talked about the idea of a jury duty. One of the callers had suggested that he believed he was being pursued by the sheriff's department because he had not shown up or called in or anything on a jury summons that he had received. And they take that jury duty stuff pretty seriously. In fact, here's a story to back up my claim. MercedSunStar.com reporting on it's happened again. Now, this is, I believe, a different location and story from what we've told you in the past. I don't remember how long ago it was, but we did a story that was kind of similar to this one. And just figured I'd bring it up again because they could snatch you off the streets and put you in a jury. Did you know that? Well, the story again, Merced Sun Star, Laura Skelton, thought she was going to the post office to pick up her mail, but instead found herself at Mariposa County Superior Court. She was in good company. 49 other Mariposians also made the mistake of checking their mail that Wednesday afternoon.
Well, you know what? You could stop that in its tracks pretty quickly by telling them that you believe in a fully informed jury.
You could do that, but then again, people that believe in fully informed juries actually want to be on jurors or jury duty. They want to get on a jury so they have the opportunity to use jury nullification should it be appropriate in that particular case.
Tell them you have to go feed the meter.
I don't know if they're going to care about that. These are,
sure they are.
Cops. They.
I got to go feed the meter. I'm going to get a ticket.
They don't care. They want you to get the ticket. And by the way, jury nullification, FIJA.org, you can learn more about it. It is essentially the hidden secret of jury duty, or being on a jury, and that is that you can vote to your conscience. You can vote how you feel about the law. You can vote not guilty based on your feelings about the law, not about the facts in the case. So if you're facing a case where the facts make it pretty clear that so-and-so had, you know, 20 pounds of coke on them in their car, if you don't believe the drug war is valid and you think the drug laws are bad, then you could just say not guilty, and you could base it on your feelings and your thoughts about the law itself. So anyway, continue the story here. 49 other Mariposians also made that same mistake. Now they're candidates to decide the fate of a man charged with killing a 60-year-old man in a nearby area back in 2008. Presiding Judge Dana Walton said that hundreds of jury summons were mailed out, but when only one-third of the people failed to show up, he had to call in reinforcements.
So one-third failed or one-third showed up?
Correct. One-third failed to show up. Calling on a seldom-used civil code procedure, Walton sent court bailiffs out to the busiest part of town, the Mariposa Post Office, to gather up new blood for the jury pool. We certainly didn't want to do this, but defendants have the right to have a trial before a jury of their peers, said Walton. It's unfortunate for those who got caught up in it, but I'm sorry. It is a duty. What is a duty? What's the definition of a duty?
I can't say on the air.
Something you got to do.
Yeah, it's something you have an obligation to do, right? Something
right.
That presumably you have signed on board to get on board with and take that responsibility of performing that particular task.
And there are people who want to do it. But
there
what
are.
About
That's
those
true.
Who don't?
Well, exactly. It's a duty for everyone, Wayne. Everyone who's in the society apparently has a duty to serve on a jury.
Right. Some people decided it was a good idea that we do the judicial system in this manner, and some people decided that it was a good idea that everybody participate, and those people obligated the people that didn't decide that who may not want to participate in a jury. And I can tell you that in the past, I've decided I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. I was the sole breadwinner in my household, which mm-hmm. means that I was a single guy, and I made money because I went to work.
Right.
This is true for this was true for radio sales. This is true for many careers.
You don't make squat
servers,
in jury
all
duty,
kinds
that's
of
for
stuff.
Sure.
Right. So you know, going was a hardship for me. Now I didn't realize that I could probably call up and get out by saying, "Look, it's a hardship for me." I just ducked the jury summons.
Mm-hmm. In this case, bailiffs were sent to a nearby street, the home of the post office and Pioneer Market, where Walton thought they'd be sure to get a true random sample of the community. Post office employees said that bailiffs... I'm glad I have a UPS store mailbox. Post office employees said that the bailiffs waited in the parking lot and told customers to report to jury duty immediately or go to jail. And that didn't sit well with Skelton, nor did it please her bosses at the small manufacturing company just outside of town. See, your things that are important in your life don't matter.
No inglés.
When the government needs your labor, they'll just take it whenever they want it. It doesn't matter if you had an important business appointment to get to. It doesn't matter if you've got kids at home to feed. It doesn't matter. No, you need to show up here or you're going to jail. The rest also didn't, or that didn't rest well with her, that we have things to do every day, and she's the only person who can do it, said the company's owner, who asked not to be identified. Other potential jurors had children in school and didn't have time to make arrangements, said Skelton. She went to the post office at 12:30, was cornered by the bailiffs, who told her to report to the courthouse by 1 p.m. She said she understood the need to locate additional jurors, but was irritated at the process. She said other potential jurors included a man with a baby and an elderly woman who had trouble hearing. They didn't use discretion.
Where? Who?
Hey,
what? That's how you get out of it. You just keep on... What?
Yeah.
What?
They didn't use discretion on the people they summoned, and they should have, she said. Finding a jury pool up here isn't easy because everybody knows everybody, but to take people off the street is kind of ridiculous. And, of course, I completely agree. The court case, which Walton said could last between 2 and 3 weeks, is the trial of a man who is accused of killing a 60-year-old. Walton says he's never had to resort to drafting jurors off the street in the 9 years he's been at the Mariposa courthouse. He said it's an aberration. District attorney said he hasn't heard of Civil Code 211 being used in the 17 years that he's worked in the Merced courts. Not since the Old West, he said. I think there are legendary stories about how the Merced courts worked decades ago, but I haven't heard anything like that happening here. Population of Mariposa County is under 20,000 residents, and it's an even smaller jury pool. Long trials like McCurdy's usually mean a large number of potential jurors are unable to serve due to hardships. So there you have it again. By the way, people who fail to show up for jury duty face potential fines of $250 for their first offense, $750 for the second absence, and $1,500 for a third strike. They can also be sent to county jail for up to 5 days. So just kind of a little heads up as to how seriously they take this whole jury duty thing, that they're willing to literally go out and kidnap people. I mean, almost. They didn't actually throw them into the backs of the sheriff's squad cars or anything like that, but they did say, you'll be at this location in 30 minutes or we're going to put you in jail. I mean, that's intimidation. It's not quite kidnapping, but it's close.
Pretty close, yeah. Indentured servitude.
1-800-259-9231. Oh, I'm sorry, you had plans today? Well... you've got 30 minutes to cancel them.
Right. Where do the bureaucrats get this power over people? And you can only assume.
Guns.
Well, the people don't even get it from guns in that it's the compliance of people,
sure,
on a regular on a large scale.
It's the obedience, yeah.
Right. Guns can certainly play a role, but they get this from in the past when we had lords and vassals and serfs were owned and they were bound to the land and all that stuff. Of course, when the knight rode out and said, hear ye, you will do what the Lord says. Well, yeah, you did it because you know that they were going to kill you.
Right.
And this is how they were descended from God and whatever. And this is how we still view it. It's now the Lord is just the collective. It's the government.
It's also more difficult to make a living nowadays. They'd probably have all the jurists they needed if they weren't debasing the currency over many decades and putting people on a hamster wheel.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Imagine, you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week StartPage Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you all the features free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan for free, of course, at facebook.freetalklive.com, facebook.freetalklive.com.
You hate to make extra trips to carry in the grocery bags? For the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totosack. They're a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totosack.com. That's T-O-T-A. totasak.com, and get a family pack today. It's Totasak. They carry more than you can. A lot more. Totasec.com.
All right, so we're going to change gears back to something that came up earlier on the program tonight. Somebody called in with the pro-vaccination perspective, again, attempting to push the idea of people going out and getting themselves injected with who knows what. Wayne, you wanted to take this in a different direction. What do you have for us?
Well, there was an article a few weeks ago called The 10 Questions About Flu Vaccines That Doctors and Health Authorities Refuse to Answer. And I feel
where's it from?
It's from Mike Adams, a health ranger on naturalnews.com.
Okay.
And basically, you know, we've had a lot of calls about this, and there's a lot of controversy over it, so I thought it was a fitting time to read it.
Very good.
Vaccine mythology remains rampant in both Western medicine and in the mainstream media. To hear the vaccination zealots say vaccinations are backed by so-called good science, they've been proven effective, and they're perfectly safe. Oh, really? Where's all that good science? As it turns out, there isn't any. Flu vaccines, including swine flu vaccines, are based entirely on vaccine mythology, which assumes all vaccine work and no vaccines can be scientifically questioned.
Well, another thing is that they don't use control groups of people that are unvaccinated when they do this vaccine science of theirs. Why?
Is that right?
Because it would be immoral to not vaccinate a child. Do you understand?
Oh,
so
wow.
That is that they.
So
they
that's
don't,
right there. It's not even scientific at all. You have to have a control group, don't you?
Exactly.
And one then has to ask, other additional questions: is why is it that vaccine companies are exempt from lawsuits? I mean, does that incentivize a company to
be careful?
Yeah, right. Doesn't seem like it does.
Not contaminate batches.
Well, so, that's something maybe I never heard you say it before. Maybe you've said it before, but that's pretty shocking.
My wife pours through this stuff. It's a big deal to her, and
it should be. She's a mother. She's protective of her child.
You know, I got vaccines. I seem to be turned out relatively okay. I mean, maybe I could blame my stunning good looks on vaccines. Maybe I could blame my anger management problem on vaccines. I think that one needs to do one's research, and whatever your research draws you to, that's fine, but I think that I don't know. I mean, if you want a vaccine, go get a vaccine. If I don't want a vaccine, why are you coming after me on it?
Right. No one's saying we should outlaw them. We're just saying that they should be proven scientifically. If everyone's expected to take them, and all this peer pressure is being applied to
people,
there
is a lot of that. There is a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Well, that's because to make a vaccine, you see, you think that vaccines mean that you get the shot, you don't get that disease, right?
That's what it seems like to me.
It doesn't mean that.
Right.
It means you take this shot, supposedly you are now more less likely to get that disease. So if more people
really?
Take the shot, then people are much less likely to get it.
Ah.
So that's what this herd immunity thing is.
So, but isn't it the case that the vaccines carry a little bit of the, some vaccines
they
carry?
Call it, yeah, they call it an attenuated virus, which means it's sort of a muted, muted or
a lesser version
of it. Yeah,
but in some cases, it's a dead version of the virus. But I don't understand that either, because a virus isn't alive, and a virus is just a portion of a DNA strain. Now, we're definitely I'm wading in a lot deeper than I should go on science here, and I know that I get scalded every time I talk about this stuff. But
right. But
I don't feel as though the issues that I have for vaccines get addressed.
Let's
just get told. It's okay. Shut up. Quit asking at questions. Yeah. Vaccines are okay.
It's proven, Mark. It's proven.
Right. But getting back to the intro to these 10 questions, he says the same thing in this article. He says anyone who dares question the safety or effectiveness of vaccines is immediately branded a danger to public health and marginalized in the scientific community. Here are 10 questions vaccine-pushing doctors and health authorities absolutely refuse to answer. 1. Where are the randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies proving flu vaccines are both safe and effective? Answer, there aren't any.
Nope.
Number 2.
That's the point I was making.
Right.
Where, then, is the so-called science backing the idea that flu vaccines work at all? Answer,
there is none.
Other than cohort studies, there isn't any.
Right. And just because a doctor says he believes vaccines work isn't science.
Right.
You have to have these double-blind studies. You have to have the control groups. You have to have the placebo.
And even with prescription drugs, doctors go to all these years of medical school, and then they end up taking the word of a drug rep. Some of the drug reps went to business school, and they show a little cleavage and give some free samples.
Absolutely.
Maybe a golf club, and they start prescribing this drug. So it's the same, similar thing with vaccines. So other than
I've got a white lab coat. I must be an authority.
Well, a lot of doctors go in for the right reasons, but anyway, I'll get on with this.
Sure.
Other than cohort studies, there isn't any. And cohort studies have been thoroughly debunked. Scientifically speaking, there isn't a scrap of honest evidence showing flu vaccines work at all. Number three, how can methylmercury thimerosal, a preservative used in flu vaccines, be safe for injecting into the human body when mercury is an extremely toxic heavy metal? Answer, it isn't safe at all. Methylmercury is a poison. Along with vaccine adjuvants, it explains why so many people suffer autism and other debilitating neurological side effects after being vaccinated. Number four, why do reports...
Not to say you won't live through taking poison.
Right. Some people are better equipped to withstand the poison than others, but it doesn't mean that maybe your IQ might not be as high when you grow up because you have all this these heavy metals in your brain, too. Mm. You may not have any extreme symptoms, but... It's shown when people have a repeated. Remember the old expression "Mad Hatters"?
Sure.
Yeah. You know why they call them that?
Because
the people. No, the people. Well, the people who worked in hat factories, the guys who worked in hat factories were exposed to a lot of mercury. They used to use mercury to stiffen up the brims of the hats, and they became insane after a certain amount of exposure to mercury.
Wow.
Well, one of the things that I hear when my wife plays these anti-vaccination indoctrination things that she listens to, which I understand that, I don't believe everything I hear on that side either.
Right.
When those people call in, I tend to cringe too. I'm just of the opinion that I don't have enough information to make an educated, decision here. I see dangers on both sides, and I, as a doctor, swears to do in the Hippocratic Oath, it's my job to do no harm. So
to your son,
to my son, yeah, and right. So that's what I do. I didn't circumcise him for that reason. Mm. He's going to listen to this when he's like 16 years old, be so embarrassed. But I decided that I'm not going to do any harm to him. So I do my best to do that.
And you're right to do so, to be protective. Number four, why do reports keep surfacing of children and teens suffering debilitating neurological disorders, brain swelling, seizures, and even death following flu vaccines or HPV vaccines? Answer, because vaccines are dangerous. The vaccine industry routinely dismisses all such accounts, no matter how many are reported, as coincidence. Hmm. Number five, why don't doctors recommend vitamin D for flu protection, especially when vitamin D activates the immune system response far better than a vaccine?
Because vitamin D3 is difficult to assimilate through a supplement, and therefore you have to get it in your diet. You should get it in your diet, and it's difficult to get D3 in your diet, especially if you're one of these natural people and you don't get milk that isn't ultra-pasteurized, ultra-homogenized.
It can't be patented
There's
either.
There's five more coming up in moments here. 800-259-9231. Bring us anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system, over 500,000 posts, a lot to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live?
Yes.
Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life?
I am.
If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them?
Yay! Will they collect in town square, smoke pot in clown suits, and do backflips?
Perhaps.
For liberty?
You can.
Yeah, I'm there.
Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're going
like to
add
point
the clown suits next year.
They do have, when they do the V outfits, I mean, what do you think V is? V's a clown.
V is a clown. I don't know if V is a clown.
He's pretty darn close to a...
He's in a clown family anyway. He's a cousin or something.
Yeah. V from V for Vendetta is
yes.
Who you're referring to? Hmm.
That's what I'm referring to when I say the clowns.
V is an idea, not a man.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'd also like to point out that the Free State Project, and I know that we do this often, but the Free State Project is very successful in the political activism. It's not just this outside the system activism that seems so popular here, close to us.
All right. So, Wayne, you're sharing with us the 10 questions that the vaccine advocates don't want to answer.
That's right. And we're up to number 5. And the answer to number 5 was regarding vitamin D was that vitamin D can't be patented and sold as medicine. You can make it yourself. If you want more vitamin D, you don't even need to go to a doctor.
And without a patent, then they can't cash in big time off of the sales.
That's right.
Because anybody can jump in and compete.
And doctors tend not to recommend things that put them out of business either. And you can make vitamin D just by going in the sun in the warmer weather, but you can take vitamin D supplements. You can eat foods that are high in vitamin D, for example. And vitamin D does help. It seems to the doctors I've talked to and read are increasingly recommending vitamin D to increase immune response to a variety of things.
They've done study after study showing that, that they, and I can't remember, think of them off the top of my head, but they're out there, that in fact, doctors do prescribe procedures and things that benefit them financially. They may not believe that they're doing it for that reason, and they likely don't, and I absolutely believe that most of these guys got into their businesses because they want to help people. Mm-hmm. However, they are human, and humans often operate based on incentives, and if they're incentivized to prescribe people some kind of procedure or some kind of medication that they'll make a good amount of money off of, it tends to be what they'll do.
And nobody's saying that making a profit is wrong.
No.
The problem is when profit's being made because information is being withheld or misinformation is being dished out, then that's a problem.
Absolutely. Number four?
Number six. If human beings need flu vaccines to survive, then how did humans survive through all of Earth's history? Answer, human genetic code is already wired to automatically defend you against invading microorganisms as long as you have vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And people have had vitamin D for many, many thousands of years through the sun. Number seven, if the flu vaccine offers protection against the flu, then why are the people who often catch the flu the very same people who were vaccinated against it? Answer, because those most vulnerable to influenza infections are the very same people who have a poor adaptive response to the vaccines and don't build antibodies. In other words, flu vaccines only work on people who don't need them. And even if building antibodies doesn't equate to real-world protection from the flu, by the way. Number eight, if the flu vaccine really works, then why was there no huge increase in flu death rates in 2004, the year when flu vaccines were in short supply and the vaccination rates dropped by 40%? Answer, there was no change in the death rate. You could drop vaccination rates to 0% and you still see no change in the number of people dying from the flu.
Well, couldn't they say that because people were vaccinated the year before that they were still protected, or these things are only intended to be a short-term solution?
Well, what happens is a lot of times, from what I've read, the strain of the flu that you're being vaccinated against this year was from last year's flu that was out. So by the time the flu comes around this year,
it's mutated.
It's mutated. Like it's a different strain, so it doesn't offer any protection. Really?
Allegedly, if it ever did offer protection.
If it ever did, right.
You know, I'm kind of curious, when you're talking about that flu vaccine in 2004 that didn't get delivered or whatever it was, I mean, it would seem like even the placebo effect would cause flu deaths to increase. I mean, placebos are relatively effective. They work for a certain percentage of the population. It's usually not a tremendous percentage, but you would have think that would have been effective.
Well, the mind is a very powerful thing, you know. But I can do the same thing without getting a vaccine. I could just say, I'm not getting sick this year. Or if I can feel, sometimes have you ever felt you're starting to come down with something and you think, oh, geez, I'm fighting something. I might be getting sick. No way. I'm not getting sick right now. I can't get sick right now. And you don't.
Well, I usually I've always believed in echinacea. I've believed in echinacea for 10 years or something like that. So if I get some kind of illness, then, you know, I run out and I get this blend of, you know, echinacea, elderberries, and all this other stuff that it's by Buried Treasure, which I find somewhat prurient, just the name. But this mix thing that I really like, it's, you know, for colds and flus.
And you believe that it works for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I've got things that I take with me when I travel because I can't afford to get sick if I'm traveling on business.
But, Mark, I'm a little confused about what you were saying about the placebo effect. The statement was that the flu vaccine didn't really hit the market effectively in 2004.
Right.
That there was no concomitant increase in deaths. What was the point you were making about the placebo effect? Because people weren't being given placebos.
Well, no, they were being given a vaccine shot. And if, let's say, the vaccine is ineffective, which is what that claim is there. Mm-hmm. If it's ineffective, then it's basically a placebo. So there should be some effect on the numbers, one way or the other, just by the fact that more people get the shot than fewer. And so I just don't understand. I mean, I can tell you that I am very, very clear that I believe very strongly if I went and got a flu vaccine, and by the way, they were trying to get me to take that H1N1 at the fire department, like, it's free, you got nothing to worry about. I got you, it's free, thank you very much, I'm not going to get it. But you could get the H1N1. Like, that's okay, I'm not going to take it. I didn't want to get into this this conversation with these guys where they're like, you know, they I'm telling them I don't believe in them.
Are you the only fireman who has not taken it?
It looks that way.
Oh, wow.
So either way, I'm of the opinion that if I got that shot, that I would get ill.
You have evidence for that.
Anecdotal, yes. Right. My own empirical data.
But anyway, but number eight basically is saying that in 2004, when there was a huge shortage of flu shots to be given, that there was no difference in the fatality rate.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting point. Mm. Number nine, how can flu vaccines reduce mortality by 50% as is claimed, when only about 10% of the winter deaths are related to the flu in the first place? Answer, they can't. The 50% statistic is an example of quack medical marketing. If I have a room full of 100 people, then I take the 50 healthiest people and hand them a candy bar, I can't then scientifically claim that the candy bars make people healthy. That's essentially the same logic behind the 50% reduction in mortality claims of flu vaccines.
Sounds like somebody who's done more research than me. I can't make any statement to that.
Number 10, if flu vaccines work so well, then why are drug makers and health authorities so reluctant to subject them to scientific scrutiny with randomized placebo-controlled studies? Answer, although they claim such studies would be unethical,
Happy to be in their control group.
Yes, exactly. What's far more unethical is to keep injecting hundreds of millions of people every year with useless, harmful vaccines that aren't based with a shred of honest evidence.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's the most powerful one right there. That one, it's kind of a restatement of the first one, actually.
Yes, yeah, somewhat, right.
And
I have another question. Why is it if these things are so great that you can't sue the vaccine manufacturer if you're injured?
One.
Because, no, it was just a coincidence. You weren't injured.
Well, I find it disturbing. I also would be very disturbed if I was the vaccine manufacturer and I'm sitting up there in front of a jury of my peers deciding on, you know, what the scientific evidence is. I think that we have a flawed system for solving these problems, too. It's messed up all around.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Enough time for you to take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenylcarvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthReveal.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthReveal.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time, though, for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to Derek in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Derek.
Hey, yeah, you guys were just talking about the vaccines and how they don't tell you that, you know, they're bad for you or whatever.
Well, they may be bad for some people. They don't seem like the safest thing to me, and it's certainly questionable as to why they don't do real scientific studies on them and why the manufacturers have no liability.
Yeah, and then he said something about how vitamin D can actually help your body fight off what these vaccines are supposed to fight off or whatever.
It's very effective.
Very. And vitamin C doesn't hurt either, from what I've been told.
Yeah, and I just saw something that you can actually get vitamin D from just going outside in the sun.
That's right. It's free. Good idea. It's a good idea to go outside and get some fresh sunshine when it comes out. Here in New Hampshire, it can be a little less often than it was in Florida, but it's a good idea to get out there and get it.
That's all I wanted to throw, really.
But the people are still living in Alaska, too. I mean, they don't really get even less sunshine there than
we do. You can get it through food, too.
Right, food. There you go. So, did you have anything else to share, Derek?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right. Thank you, Sunlight. Good. Appreciate that. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, too much sunlight, bad. So they say.
Although I think that's been overplayed by the sunscreen industry because...
True, but you really do get baked if you stand out in it too long.
Sure, absolutely, especially if you're not used to it. Because I remember when we first moved to Hawaii, a few of my friends that had lighter skin got pretty baked in the beginning. But if you get your sun gradually in a hotter climate or when the summer comes and you don't do it all in one day.
You can acclimate.
You can acclimate to it. Even a fair-skinned person can get pretty tanned and be able to withstand quite a bit of sun.
Yeah, I do. I have noticed the acclimation. I mean, having moved from Florida to New Hampshire, I did try to go to the wall, and it was a stupid choice on my part. I was living in a house that was like 56 degrees, and I ended up getting frost nip or something like that from doing it. But over time now I've been a little bit more reasonable with my exposure, I was noticing the other night I was out for a bike ride, and I just had a shirt, a pair of jeans, and just a regular pair of shoes and cotton socks on. Over my shirt, I had a leather jacket that I bought at a store down in Florida, and then on top of that, I had just a little knit cap on my head and some gloves on. I was fine. It was 35 degrees out. And I was amazed at how comfortable I was in that that temperature.
You get used to it, and it's, there's no doubt about it.
I mean, 35 degrees. I would have been in hibernating in Florida if the weather was like that.
I'd like to point out that there are still people out there that find the cold more difficult to deal with than others, too.
So. I can still get cold. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's not. I don't like having cold hands, but it's something I'm willing to have in order to be up here and around all these wonderful activists and liberty-minded minded people. It's well worth it.
Yeah, I like the fact that, you know, you don't have to ask permission to do every little thing up here like you do in some other states, even the surrounding states.
It's true. There are some little things that immediately will be more free for you.
Yeah, most people will get a pay raise and be more free by moving to New Hampshire. That's true.
And buying things like a car, for example, you're not paying sales tax when you buy a car, which is a big one.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought there was a certain car, a special car tax.
I think there's an additional tax on cars.
It's not a sales tax.
But it's not a sales tax.
I've never bought a new car, though.
Right.
I mean, in my life, so that's...
Well, you buy used, I mean...
From dealers, right. Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't notice it on the used car that I bought from a dealer, but I couldn't tell you for sure.
Quick email here from Donovan, one of our board operators at the Genesis Communications Network. Guys, a recent experience I had gives us all more evidence of judicial favoritism, since we've been on the court topic tonight. The judges in the courtrooms of the United States are no longer impartial arbiters of the law. Certainly, they are not on the side of the people. The other day, I found myself in a local courtroom. You were actually in court this week, Mark. You haven't really told us much about it.
Not much to say.
With traffic citations, dealing with traffic citations and other misdemeanors. Now, why I was there isn't really important, except that I was probably guilty, and there were certainly they were certainly prepared to enforce their diktats at gunpoint if I didn't cooperate. So I cooperated because I wasn't prepared to go to jail that day and just wanted to go on with my life as quickly as possible. And that is why most people go along to get along. I don't blame them. I've done it a number of times myself. We the slaves, he said, had to show up at the courthouse to check in at 8:30 in the morning so the courtroom could start taking our money promptly at 9, as they so efficiently do. I wonder sometimes why there isn't a giant machine that grabs people by the ankles, turns them upside down, and shakes the money out of them.
You know, I was seeing this. I found it so interesting. You know, they do their little. They'd ask, "Have you paid your fine yet? Have you attempted to pay anything?" I was just watching this process.
Was this the judge or prior to the judge coming in?
This is with the judge.
Okay.
And he was just, you know, berating these people on not paying their fines and not doing their community service or whatever, and actually just throwing them in jail. I thought the one that was most telling on this was, you know, and admittedly, these people, you know, these are the poor. They're the low on the economic scale. They're the low on the brain scale, as far as I'm concerned. But there's a pregnant lady standing in front of him that hadn't paid her fine and hadn't done her community service, and he's tossed her in jail.
Gosh.
Not immediately. I mean, I guess he threatened her with it, and then I think he came back a little later and then maybe gave her another deal and scared her. But the rest of them, it was happening.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't get much of a chance to sit for the judge, says Donovan, as I was in the SRO section in the back and so already standing. The judge swept in and proceeded to give us all a little speech regarding what was supposed to be happening that day. Interesting snippets were the judge's exchange with the bailiff regarding the fact that there would be no court-appointed public defender present that day due to budgetary reasons. The judge also noted that while he was prepared to answer procedural questions, he wouldn't answer other questions that defendants had as he couldn't offer legal advice. Meanwhile, despite we the defendants' enforced punctuality, the prosecuting attorney didn't bother to show up until 9:30, half an hour late. Up until this point, the judge had been throwing matters that required the involvement of the prosecutor into a pile. Matters being what they were, a substantial pile had built up by the time the prosecutor deigned to grace us. When the prosecution did arrive, the judge stopped the proceedings. "There's quite a pile here. Why don't we split them up, and you can work on half while I work on half," the judge decided. He then began to act as a second prosecuting attorney in the courtroom, making making deals and deciding who to prosecute and for what. So much for unbiased arbitration of cases, I guess. Very clearly, the judge in a courtroom is not there to act as a neutral party. Modern judges are blatantly and unashamedly on the side of the prosecution.
That's where they get their paycheck from, is from the same place the prosecution does. And, by the way, in a lot of cases, the defense attorney, too.
Or that's what I saw that day, anyway, from Donovan. as he pointed out, that day there wasn't a defense attorney around present. So, hey, if you've got any questions, well, I'm the judge. I can't answer those for you. Our defense attorney...
Right. I don't give legal advice unless it's to the prosecution.
Right. So I can't help you with your questions. The prosecutor, he's not really not going to be able to help you. And the defense attorney, sorry, he's not here. We've got budgetary issues. So you guys are going it alone today.
You do have rights. This is America, though. And you have the right to an attorney and to be defended and a fair trial.
Right. Now, so, would you like to waive those rights so we don't have to go to trial?
Right.
That's
so
what they ask you to
I'm going to assure you that this is, in fact, a fair trial, and you can then proceed.
I've seen that judge, the judge that you're talking about here in Keene, New Hampshire, have people waive their rights, you know, for whatever the perceived benefit is. I mean, there's usually some sort of carrot that they're hanging out to get people to just basically not go along with, you know, what they could possibly have. They could have a trial. They could have some level of procedure and rights and all of that, but... they want it to go away, so they'll just take the plea deal, most of them. I mean, when you sit there in the courtroom, if you've never done this before, you really should. You really should go into an arraignment on a Monday or Tuesday morning, or whenever it is that they hold them in your town, and arrive nice and early. That way you can get a seat, because sometimes it's standing room only. Not to say the seats are really worth getting. They're never comfortable, so maybe it's not that great to get a seat. But anyway, arrive early so you can see what they do before the judge comes in. Of course, the judge is normally late, so make sure you block off the entire morning for this activity. But go in and watch what happens as these people are literally just robbed. They just have their money extracted from them over what is mostly completely nonviolent, peaceful so-called offenses. It's very rare, sure. Occasionally there's going to be somebody comes in for domestic violence or something like that.
A lot of times that domestic violence is a mess, too, because in many places they have a law that the police officer, if called for a domestic violence case, has to take somebody to jail.
That's true.
And usually that person has a Y chromosome.
So it's interesting to watch it, because if you've never been there, you don't really realize the significant percentage of people that are just being shaken down. That's really all it is.
Unfortunately.
All right, it's Vinny in with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.